This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a news story out there that I need to get the opinion of.
This makes me mad. It makes me really mad, actually.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what I needed. The story
makes me mad, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, what's wow. the story? Oh, wow.
Okay, so a teacher went in for an interview. Now, like, I'm just going to summarize, and if I get it wrong, because you know me, I read the headline and I read like two lines in the story. Went in for a job, put on a suit and tie, or I mean a shirt and tie, and then threw a blazer on over it.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewing for a teaching job. I don't know what year he was trying to teach.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't even say if it was an elementary school or a high school. It just says teaching job. That I can find.
But he didn't get the job, which is fine. But the principal, the superintendent, whomever, said, you're a bit overdressed for the position.
Yeah, he heard through the grapevine that the reason he didn't get the job was because they thought he was a little too showy and too overdressed. And so they went with the other candidate who wasn't as nicely dressed.
I am.
It makes me furious.
This is exactly why I wanted to talk about this, because I had a feeling one of you J-holes would do this. Aaron, are you with him or are you with me?
Look at what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, okay, so you're with me. You're with me. Like, you dress the part. And this, you know what?
No.
Here's the deal.
No.
Here's the deal. May I address just you now, Aaron, if that's all right? I should have known it was going to be him, because this guy almost didn't get this job for the exact same reason.
And it makes me mad.
It was the Slacker and Steve show. We're here talking about whether or not potatoes float. We're doing we're drunk off our butts with state troopers in here, and you roll in a knit tie.
Yeah.
And
wait,
hear about
you
the
did?
Position. Yes,
wore,
he did.
Yeah, I wore a shirt and tie. Of course, it's a job interview.
But it was a knit tie?
No, hold on.
No, it wasn't knit.
Because
no,
I was like,
was
there
silk.
Were two people that wore those?
No, it was Schmidl.
Yeah, he Schmidl
wore because he was like, because, you know, the morning show gets all of our outcasts. No, I mean, he was helping us out, and he wanted to become full-time on this show.
Yeah, because that's when we started making fun, and I was like, I'll wear my prom dress.
That's it. Yes. You...
What is wrong with that? I wore a shirt and tie for a job interview. Absolutely.
Did you have
dress
a jacket?
Shoe? No, no jacket.
Dress shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, it's a job.
Have you ever been in a radio station before?
Absolutely, yes. I was very experienced, very qualified.
You don't look experienced if you come in a jacket and tie. You don't. Yeah, and in a radio station,
didn't come in a jacket.
No, you don't look experienced if you come in a tie. You're not trying to get a job at Channel 9 News. You're trying to get a job at a radio station. There is a functioning beer tap in our kitchen.
Yes,
I step away while you two discuss this, and I'll come back hammered.
Okay.
Why would you need a tie
come
here?
Back.
Walk me through it. I understand
it makes
it's respect.
Me mad. Radio's always made me mad in this way because we all pretend, because we don't dress up ever. But then when you get a job, you still have to dress up for a job interview.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Because you don't.
No, you don't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
For a different thing.
You were trying to get a job somewhere else.
It was here. I got it, for the record. I'm doing it currently.
What, traffic?
Yeah, when the guy came in.
What?
I don't remember his name, but...
When you became the traffic reporter for the radio station?
I had to do
station?
Like an informal interview.
And you wore something nice?
I wore a skirt and like heel boots, dude.
You own a skirt?
I know.
Wow. Did you borrow it from somebody?
But that's what makes me mad. It's like you have to dress up for a job interview, even though in radio we'd never dress up. But that's just, it just is what it is. If I would have shown up in normal clothes, that looks unprofessional.
It doesn't. It looks the exact opposite. I am 100% in the back pocket of this superintendent. Please text in at 51059. Say if you're on like T-Hack or Slacker.
Mm-hmm. Like, what did your teachers wear while you were...
Teachers in any grade? Did your teachers ever wear a tie? I had one teacher who wore a tie.
No, not ties.
Yeah, I did have teachers wear ties.
No, you didn't.
I did.
In high school, maybe? Private school.
No.
Not in public school.
Both.
Somebody, no,
oh,
they didn't.
Oh, what
no,
was his didn't. Name? He was my psych teacher in high school. He was wonderful.
Yeah, because he's psyching you out.
He had a different tie like every single day.
Okay, so he's a dork. No, but you just don't. No, you don't. If you're the tie guy, then yes, go. You're the
He was the tie guy.
Right.
Oh, so, and Mr. Ventura, I think he wore ties every day.
But that's a goofy, like you're projecting, but okay. Stop me if you've heard this. Dress for the job you want, not for the job you have.
Mm-hmm. What about dress to impress?
No. Because dress to impress is when you're trying to get
Do you
some,
not want
the JJ.
Your teachers your or your kids' teachers
no.
to be professional like
I,
that?
I do, but
do you
I,
want them
I
wearing...
can't change the whole system. So then, wait, whose side are you on?
I don't know.
A little bit
I'm
ago, you're like,
both.
What do I dress like? You're wearing a Harry Potter shirt or something.
Yeah, because I want to be a wizard.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.